Florida Senate Democrat leader steps down. The Democratic Party in Florida is dead. By Hannah Knudsen on April 25, 2025. The Democratic Party in Florida is dead. Florida Senate Democrat Minority Leader Jason Pizzo said in his parting words as he not only steps down from his leadership position but quits the party altogether. The Democrat Party, he said, is not what it used to be. Therefore, he is moving over to unaffiliated status. Here's the issue: the Democratic Party in Florida is dead. But there are good people that can resuscitate it. But they don't want it to be me, he said, adding that he will continue to fight incredibly hard for everyone in the state of Florida. Further, Pizzo pointed out that he is not even in his position because of Democrats but unaffiliated voters. I am not in this position because of Democrats. I got elected because of NPAs, no party affiliated voters. The 3.7 million people who have no party, who have no representation. Stripping myself of a title, of a party designation, allows me to run free and clear, clean and transparent and help many, many more, he continued. The Democrat Party of Florida did not count his switch as a loss, despite losing other lawmakers, state reps. Susan Valdez and Hillary Castle, who fled the party as well. Jason Pizzo is one of the most ineffective and unpopular Democratic leaders in recent memory. And his resignation is one of the best things to happen to the party in years, Florida Democrats Chair Nikki Fried said in a statement. His legacy as leader includes continually disparaging the party base, starting fights with other members, and chasing his own personal ambitions at the expense of Democratic values, she continued. Jason's failure to build support within our party for a gubernatorial run has led to this final embarrassing temper tantrum. I'd be lying if I said I'm sad to see him go. But I wish him the best of luck in the political wilderness he's created for himself. She said, concluding, the Florida Democratic Party is more united without him. I won't punch down, Pizzo said on social media. Wishing everyone well. The Democrat Party has been in free fall in Florida for years. Particularly as Republicans continue to boost their voter registration numbers. They surpassed Democrats for the first time in history in terms of voter registration in November 2021, and that figure has only continued to grow. The data, last updated March 31, 2025, shows Republicans besting Democrats by over 1.2 million registered voters in the Sunshine State, 5,635,771 voters to the Democrats' 4,424,888. According to the data, there are 3,690,537 voters with no party affiliation. Senator Pizzo didn't leave the Democratic Party. The party left him, Evan Power, chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, said in a statement, as the Florida GOP noted that Pizzo is the third Democrat politician to leave the party in the Sunshine State in the last few months. He could have waited until the end of the legislative session to make this announcement. But it's clear he could no longer tolerate the direction of the party, Power said. This decision underscores the radicalization of today's Democratic Party under the likes of Nikki Fried, Maxwell Frost, and David Hogg. It stands in stark contrast to the party of JFK or even Senator Bob Graham, who was honored yesterday at the Florida State Capitol, he added.